In Rome today, Pope John Paul II made his most forceful statement to date on the controversial issue of sex abuse of minors by priests. At an extraordinary meeting with U.S. cardinals at the Vatican, the Pope said there is no place in the priesthood for those who would harm young people. And he offered an apology to the victims and their families. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports.
In his speech, the Pope told the 12 American cardinals and two bishops whom he had summoned to Rome that he has been deeply affected by the sex abuse scandal rocking the American Catholic Church. He said he is grieved by the fact that priests, whose vocation is to help people live holy lives, have themselves caused such suffering and scandal to the young. The Pope said the abuse which has caused this crisis is rightly considered a crime by society, and it also is an appalling sin in the eyes of God. Several prelates later interpreted the Pope's use of the word crime as a signal that the Holy See is not opposed to bishops handing over the names of clerical sex offenders to the police. John Paul also said it's important to establish criteria to ensure that mishandling of sex abuse cases is not repeated. However, he also said we cannot forget the power of Christian conversion, which he said can work extraordinary change. This seemed to imply the Pope's emphasis on the power of Christian penance and redemption over civil penalties. At a briefing for reporters after the morning session, Cardinal Francis George of Chicago agreed with a reporter's puzzlement over the two concepts in the papal speech.
It isn't clear to me either, except that he says there should be no place in the priesthood and religious life for those who would harm the young. And then earlier, he talks about the assurance of conversion and God's grace is powerful. So I'm not sure where the discourse leaves us on that question of zero tolerance.
Cardinal George added that there still isn't a total consensus on this issue among the U.S. prelates. In the past few days, expectations had been very high among many lay Catholics that the meeting would also discuss topics such as ending mandatory celibacy for priests and the possibility of ordination of women. Cardinal George.
What came up is celibacy, not questioning the rule for the Latin Church, but asking rather how can we strengthen its observance so that the 1.5% or so of priests who have failed, according to the national statistics, in some fashion, will not weaken the Church's resolve to call only to orders those whom the Lord has given the gift of celibacy.
U.S. churchmen told reporters that there was no discussion in the morning session concerning the resignation of Boston Archbishop Cardinal Bernard Law, the prelate who has been in the center of the scandal spotlight. To ensure that mistakes such as those Cardinal Law committed are not repeated, Cardinal George called for greater participation of the laity.
The more that lay people and others, including the relatives of victims, are involved in applying the policies, the more credibility the actions of the bishop himself might have.
The briefing by U.S. church leaders was striking in its frankness. Bishop Wilton Gregory, president of the U.S. Bishops Conference, broached a taboo subject.
First of all, I'd like to admit that one of the difficulties that we do face in seminary life and in recruiting is made possible or made obvious when there does exist within any given seminary a homosexual atmosphere or dynamic that makes heterosexual young men think twice before entering into a seminary for fear that they would be identified with that orientation or, as you say, that they would be harassed.
Bishop Gregory said that it is an ongoing struggle to ensure that the Catholic priesthood is not dominated by homosexual men. The cardinals met this evening among themselves to draw up a list of formal proposals to submit to the Pope and his closest Vatican aides tomorrow, proposals aimed at restoring the trust and credibility of the American Catholic Church. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.